Now, we're fast approaching the time where we welcome folks to join us live on the radio programme as part of our series
Anglia
In Focus.
And very often we tell you about various events which are taking place across the East Anglian region. And it's my pleasure this morning to invite to join us on the programme Irenus from the Circus Cortex. Now, Irenus is the owner and director of the circus, and I'm hoping she's joining us live on the programme right now. Very good morning to you.
Good morning, good morning.
How are you, all right?
Yeah, it's all good here on the promenade.
Yeah, I bet it's a very busy time for you, isn't it?
Well, the school holidays, summer school holidays, usually the busiest time, yeah. And I'll be doing workshops this morning for the local gymnastic club, and then we've got two shows to do.
All right. Where are these workshops being held?
Workshops being held at the actual Big Top. So we've got local gymnastic club children from Waveney Gymnastic Club are visiting today, and another group are coming on Wednesday. And they've been doing it every time we came here. This is the third year running, and the kids loving it.
That sounds wonderful. Now, the circus itself, Circus Cortex, I know it's fun for all the family, and you are highlighting, basically, it's telling the tale of the Golden Age. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, basically, we try to theme our circus show in a different theme every year. So the year before, it was Warriors. Then last year, it was a Masquerade. And this year, we're doing a Golden Age. There is not necessarily the story running through the show, but there is a theme to it. We're talking about 1920s, 1930s and 40s, when there was a gold age of cinema and show business, and when everything came to life. And this is something a lot of people tend to like, the Art Deco and Gatsby and things like this. So there is a theme going through the show. So all the costumes, all the music and choreography and dancing, all done in that theme. But you still see all the traditional circus acts, like the roller, when somebody's balancing on seven cylinders pointed in different direction, and they're on top of the big pedestal as well. So you're talking probably 3.5 meters high, and we've got a perch pole, we've got a stack of chairs, we've got an upside down skywalk when somebody hanging upside down on loops and they're walking across from right to left and then left to right through them loops by threading their feet from one loop to another. So something like a monkey bars in a park by upside down doing it with their feet up at the top of the Big Top. And we've got traditional juggling. We've got a very funny comedy bath act when the lady goes in the bath and there is no water, and then the plumber comes in to fix it and the water's there. Yeah, go on.
That sounds very good, that does.
Well, then eventually he fixes the water, so it goes all over the ring, all of the audience, and everybody gets wet, and most of all, two of them get absolutely soaking wet, and they're getting at each other, and they're finishing off that the lady is splashing him with a bucket of foam.
That's the fun of the circus, isn't it?
It is. Kids are loving it. You know, I'm looking at every show thinking, what a silly thing to do. Kids are loving it.
I bet they are. Now, you've mentioned there, you know, about the various acts which are taking place. There's got to be a tremendous skill involved, particularly with the acrobats and getting the timing right and everything else. It must be a lot of training involved to perfect the act, isn't there?
Well, it's like with everything, isn't it? Footballers getting trained to do best what they can do. And what happens with the circus, each artist perfects their own discipline. Like my daughter, for example, who's 21, she's a walking a high wire, and she's been doing it since she was 7. And this year, she's actually went a step further. So decided to walk the high wire in the high heels. And that's what she's doing this year. She said, Mom, I'm going to do it. I said, well, you're crazy. You're not going to go in the high heels. Well, I am. Well, she is doing it. So every month or every week, they're trying to improve their act, and they're practicing, and practice takes people a long time, as long as you persevere. And yes, there are tremendous skills, but it's like everything. If you keep doing it long enough, you will succeed.
As you were saying there, it sounds like that you've got to start very young to build up the training until you actually perfect the act at whatever age that you're going to be performing.
I think the old-fashioned view on it was that you have to start young, but I think nowadays I know people who started later on in life and then take 5-6 years, they still manage to get there. You know, I think it's dedication what matters. You have to have some natural skills, like if you're doing some balancing act, some people have a natural balance, you know,
yeah.
Or somebody is very good at juggling, you know. So there is an element of some natural talent. But I think the perseverance, it's that's what you get there. And, you know, there are lots of different genres in circus. And, yes, yeah, some genres require you to be quite young, like maybe the hand balance and acrobatic. I haven't seen many tumblers past, like, 40, 50 years old. But there are lots of other genres, you know, which you could be doing up to, like, you're 60, 70. And there are lots of people doing it really well. So I don't think... Like, if you're 40 or 20 or 30 and you really want to become a circus artist, it shouldn't put you off.
That sounds great, actually, because can I say I'm in my senior years, so it's not too late for me to get involved with the circus act then.
There is something for everybody, yeah, and you could be doing a really great comedy act. It doesn't matter how old you are.
That sounds good to me. That sounds good. Now, Circus Cortex are renowned for pushing the boundaries of imagination and entertainment, as you've been saying. It sounds a wonderful venue for people to come and visit. Now, I know you're in Lowestoft through to Monday the 12th of August, I understand. How can people find out more about the circus and possibly how they can obtain tickets?
Well, basically, there is a website, circuscortex.com. There is all the information you need there, and you can book tickets there. Or we still run the old-fashioned box office on a promenade just in front of Big Top. It's open before the show time. It's open during the day. So if somebody wants to come and buy the tickets in person, they can do that as well.
Sounds wonderful. Now, I'll ask you for that information once again in a few moments' time. But you can join in the Circus Cortex for an experience like no other. And it's exceptional, and we underline family entertainment. So it's something for everybody from what you've been saying.
Yeah, I think what we like to do is we like to give 2 hours of fun for everybody, you know, for all the family. When there is something, there is a glamorous girl for dads to look at, there is a strong man for mom to look at, and there is plenty of fun for the children. And, you know, the Big Top is not that big. We only seat just over 400 people, but it's very cozy inside. It smells of popcorn, you know, there is candy floss, and the kids go in. It's that magic that what we think is important, you know, when the parents bring the children in when they're little, and then they will take their children there later on, you know. And it's just a fun time for 2 hours for people to come and just spend time with each other and just feel great.
Sounds like a wonderful venue to come along to, and I must admit, it really sounds fantastic. Now, it's all located at the Royal Green, which is 1 Marine Parade in Lowestoft, I understand. So very accessible, isn't it?
Yeah, there is a big car park here, which people use for the beach, and we're just on the promenade, so if you come into the beach, you can't miss the Big Top. It's just staring in your face.
Now, one thing which I do know that, you know, in your publicity material, you do state that, obviously, absolutely no animals are used in acts at Circus Cortex. Now, this is good to know, because a lot of circuses in past years always had animals involved, and I always had to question that, to be honest.
It is a quite sore subject for a lot of people, you know. I know a lot of good animal trainers over the years who actually, well, I know somebody who trained penguins, right? And they lived in their camper van with them, right? So there are trainers which are really crazy and they treat the animals like children. And there are cruel people across the globe, you know. We can't brush everybody with the same brush. But there are no animals mostly in the circus. We don't have any, and generally across the globe, it's something which just fading out. And especially there are no wild animals in most places now. Some circuses still use domestic animals. My personal view is no different to the horse riding, you know, the horse racing. The horses get injured and suffer a lot there, less than in the circus. But we don't use any animals, and it's all human show. So we don't have to argue about this point, you know.
Now, it's certainly fun for all the family with acrobats, clowns, dance and stunts galore. So something for everybody at Circus Cortex in Lowestoft through till the 12th of August, which is absolutely great. Now, can people just literally, you were mentioning about having, an old-type box office on the seafront. Can literally people go to that box office and book tickets there?
Yeah, they can. The box office opens all through the day, and before the show, 1 hour before the show, people start coming in to buy the tickets. The shows are 3 o'clock and 6 o'clock daily, and if they want to buy tickets in advance, there is a website, circuscortex.com, and it's very easy to buy tickets. All information there about the show, timing, what time you need to arrive. And like I said, if they didn't do that, there is always somebody at the box office before the show to sell them a ticket.
That's wonderful. So plenty of opportunity for people to come along. And once again, a reminder that Circus Cortex is at the Royal Green, which is 1 Marine Parade in Lowestoft. And that's right through till Monday, the 12th of August. Now, for anybody wanting to find out more about Circus Cortex Arenas, can you give us that information once again? The best way to find out all about the circus itself?
Circuscortex.com, very easy website. You can go on Facebook, Circus Cortex. There is plenty of reviews of people, even been here in the last 3 days, they're loving the show. And again, the box office on the promenade, open all day long, and we're there to answer everybody's questions, and the tickets are there available before each show.
Is there a particular phone number which people can use?
There is a phone number on our website as well. And you know what? I have to log in.
No problem.
I don't know it off by my heart. But there is a phone number on a website.
Okay.
And people can just ring that number and somebody answers the phone as well.
Okay, that sounds absolutely great. Can I thank you for joining us live on East Point Radio today and giving us so much information about this wonderful Circus Cortex, which, as I say, is in Lowestoft right through to Monday, the 12th of August. Thank you very much for joining us, Arenas, today.
Okay, thank you. My pleasure.
There we've been talking to Arenas, who's the owner and director of Circus Cortex. As I say, it's in Lowestoft now, so there's every opportunity to go along. And it sounds like you're certainly going to have the golden age of entertainment right through the performances, which are on at 3 and 6 p.m. each day. So Circus Cortex, an experience like no other for all the family. And you heard it here on East Point Radio as part of
Anglia
In Focus.
Keep it right here.